The air is coming. Day 3 devotional. Why is it important to celebrate Sukkot, or the Feast of Shelters? Because it is a commandment and because it pleases the Lord that we celebrate it. This celebration lasts 7 days, and the invitation is to celebrate it perpetually, that is to say, forever. Deuteronomy 16:13-15 says, "You must observe the festival of shelters for 7 days at the end of the harvest season, after the grain has been threshed and the grapes have been pressed. This festival will be a happy time of celebrating with your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, and the Levites, foreigners, orphans, and widows from your towns. For 7 days you must celebrate this festival to honour the Lord your God at the place he chooses. For it is he who blesses you with bountiful harvests and gives you success in all your work. This festival will be a time of great joy for all." Leviticus 23:21 says, "That same day will be proclaimed an official day for holy assembly, a day on which you do no ordinary work. This is a permanent law for you, and it must be observed from generation to generation wherever you live." It is important to know that this is a joyful feast, which is celebrated to honour God, because he is the one who has given us everything we have, both material and spiritual. God is the one who has blessed and prospered us in all we do. The word honour derives from the Hebrew kabod, which indicates glory. It implies praise and esteem through obedience, respect, admiration, and retribution. We honour God by celebrating this feast because we are obeying him. Let us reflect. Write 5 things you are thankful to God for because you know he has blessed you. According to Deuteronomy 16:13-15, who should participate in this feast? Challenge. We challenge you this week to do 2 things that you know bring honour to God. For example, my challenge this week is to obey my parents in everything. Don't say no to anything. First to remember, John 7:37-38. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water."